From Decatur to Dunwoody, from Tucker to Toco Hills, from Chamblee to Stone Mountain, this is the voice of commerce in DeKalb County. Now, broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Decatur, this is DeKalb Business Today.
And welcome in to another edition of DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. My name is Matt Holmes, along with executive producer Jason Becknell. Glad to have an esteemed panel of guests with us this afternoon. We'll introduce them in just a moment, but want to remind you, DeKalb Business Radio is on social media. You can follow us on Twitter at DeKalb Radio X. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/DeKalb Business Radio X. I mentioned the esteemed panel of guests. Let's get right to them. Start with Callan Bornelis, who is the principal agent and owner of Bornelis Insurance Agency, a division of Farmers Insurance, and you come to us from Dunwoody.
Yes, indeed. We're located there in Dunwoody, near Perimeter Mall, but yes, Callan Bornelis with Farmers Insurance, with Bornelis Insurance Agency.
And how long have you been doing that for?
I've been an agent about 3 years now, but we've been in insurance in the industry for about 15 years.
The Farmers Insurance, they've done a massive ad campaign with the Do you hear that jingle in your nightmares?
I hear it all the time. Even when I talk to a new client, they'll sing it to me as well. But yes, we hear it all the time.
Okay, we might have you sing that for us coming up, but that's okay. We'll get back to it. Let's talk with Margaret Mason Tate McIntyre. She's our next guest. She's the owner of InTown Doula. And we have her on. We're excited to hear about your business, but it's very selfish. I've got a wife who's 5 months pregnant, so I'm glad to have you here.
Good morning, Matt. Nice to see you.
So tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get into being a doula?
My background is really varied, but I was given the opportunity by my husband to really explore what I would like to do kind of long term when I grow up. So I grew up and decided that I'd like to be a doula.
It's one thing to be a doula. It's another to run your own business while being a doula. That's a pretty cool aspect as well.
It's really fun. I didn't think it would be this fun. It's absolutely amazing.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to talking a little bit more about that. Our third guest is Monica Selden, the president and CEO of Selden Enterprises. Good afternoon, Monica. Glad to have you.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Selden Enterprises is a commercial financing and oil gas financing company. We've been an establishment for a year, coming next week. So for the most part, we help to finance startups, small and mid-sized businesses, and large enterprises with their commercial financing needs.
That's excellent. Can't wait to hear more about that, and happy anniversary to you.
Thank you.
That's great. Well, let's get back to you, Callan. Tell me a little bit about insurance. I mean, you talk to potential clients, potential customers about why it's important to keep their policy active. What is it you have to say to them?
Well, definitely. We talk to clients all the time, and we run into a lot of customers that don't know the importance of keeping their policy active. So we try to make sure that they're aware of the state requirements, and if it's an auto insurance, sometimes they even have requirements from their lender as well. It's important because they want to protect their financial investment. If they're in an accident or if they get any bodily injuries, we want to make sure that they have the funds there to make them whole again.
I think that insurance is a lot like banking, and insofar as it used to be, everybody's got their brick and mortar locations, and that's where you go and do business. I still do my insurance business at a brick and mortar location, but more and more now, I guess you're seeing the e-surances and others come on and say, just do it all online, and you never actually have that interaction with a human being.
Yeah, you are seeing that a lot now. And with our agency and a lot of other carriers, you do still have the ability to do things online. But what people don't understand is the benefit that you get from an agent actually speaking to a professional. It would help you in the incident where you're not being protected to meet getting the insurance that meets your needs. So you definitely want to speak to a professional to make sure that they're matching the coverages that you need with your particular situation.
Is it cheaper to get your insurance online?
Not always the case. Insurance companies have to file their insurance rates with the Department of Insurance. So although there may be a slight discount for getting your insurance online, for most carriers, it's definitely better to actually speak to an agent because the benefits, again, in the long run, when having a claim and making sure you have the proper coverage that comes with talking to a professional.
You're listening to DeKalb Business Radio, DeKalb Business Today. I'm Matt Holmes, your host, talking with Callan Bornelis, the principal agent and owner of Bornelis Insurance Agency, a division of Farmers Insurance. Why is it that different? I mean, everybody's got their own math. Everybody's got their own algorithm to figure out what the insurance rates are and what the risk is. But why is it there are different rates for different companies?
Wow, there's so many different insurance companies out there. And the reasons there's different rates for different insurance companies because they have different target markets. You have some insurance companies that are going to target the young drivers, the individuals with DUIs, and they rate for that. So their rates may be a little higher. And then you have the carriers that may be preferred carriers, and they're looking for the good drivers, the individuals that may be retired, and they then rate for that as well. So you'll find rates across the board, and it's just based on their target market that they're looking for.
I think a lot of us think about our car insurance and our homeowners insurance, but one thing that you also work with is businesses.
We do.
Commercial insurance. Tell me about that.
We do. We work with a lot of businesses. Business owners, it's such a huge financial investment when you're starting a business. And when you think about a business, like we talked about the brick and mortar, you want to make sure you have that portion of it protected. So it's just like a home. You want to have your building protected, your personal property protected in case there's a large loss or theft. So that's that coverage is there for that. Then you also have the other things that can possibly happen, like a liability claim where you may cause bodily injury or property damage claim to someone. So there's other coverages within a commercial policy that would protect you and things that your employees may even do.
Talk to me about life insurance, because that's something that I think it's tough for a lot of people to want to spend their money on, to think that long term and to think potentially about death. I know there are different philosophies about life insurance, about term insurance. What is it that you tell your clients?
Well, there's so many different life insurance policies out there, and life insurance is the most important policy because, if anything, I would definitely want to protect my life before anything else. I have a little one, so if anything was to happen to me, I want to make sure that he's taken care of and he has what he needs, all the way up to college. So when you talk about life insurance and even term, I tell my clients when they're looking at life insurance, if they're looking at term insurance, term is that coverage there that it's for a period of time. You're looking at 10, 20, 30 years. With term insurance, you want to use that coverage because you can get term insurance fairly inexpensive for a large amount of coverage. So you look at it based on the type of debt or responsibilities that you may have within that period of time, like maybe a home or college tuition that may end in 10, 20, or 30 years. And then that's the amount of coverage that you want to get for term insurance.
It's interesting because you've got to be having that same tough conversation that people who write wills, lawyers who write wills for a living are having.
We do.
Is getting people to realize their mortality. No, you're probably not going to die tomorrow, but you do need to think about that. It's such an unpleasant thing to think about.
Oh my gosh, yes it is. Especially with our young clients. They think they're going to live forever. We all think we're invincible, but we're not. So getting that having that tough conversation with our young clients that may not have any kids yet, haven't even thought about purchasing a home, it's so important because we want them to realize that it's better to purchase the policy at a younger age and when they're in absolutely wonderful health so they can lock that rate in and then they'll have that benefit of having that coverage for a long period of time.
What's your marketing strategy? How do you spread the word about what you do? Obviously, you're trying to attract families and individual clients, but businesses as well.
Yeah, what our agency does is we're out in the community. We try to get involved with our community. That's one way of giving back. And also, when they see us, it's definitely another way of marketing as well. So we definitely do events. That's one way that we market to within the community, just doing small events, letting them see us face-to-face, having those conversations with individuals. We also participate in what most agencies do in regards to looking at when individuals go online and they're looking for a quote. That information will typically come back to our agency and we can contact those individuals at that point and let them know, hey, we have a quote for you since you've now requested it online. So there's different areas for businesses. We like to meet with individuals. We get a lot of referrals from other businesses that we work with, but we do a lot of other networking events and things like that to meet other business owners.
Last question for you, May. We mentioned it earlier. It's kind of silly, the jingles you hear on TV or the different characters. Geico has the gecko, Farmers has the the jingle, obviously. Is that something that resonates with people that actually helps you as an independent agent?
It definitely helps me. But the Carry does wonderful marketing with having that out there for us. That's definitely another way that brings business into our doors by them recognizing the brand name. So it definitely helps those jingles, those big company carriers. They do the marketing for us on TV and radio, you may sometimes hear. And then that resonates with the customers out there, and it helps us with our business as well.
All right. Callan Bornelis from Farmers Insurance, the Bornelis Insurance Agency in Dunwoody. You can find her online, farmersagent.com/KBornelis, B-O-R-N-E-L-U-S is the website. Callan, we appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move on to Margaret Mason Tate McIntyre. She's the owner of InTown Doula. Give us a little history on your business.
There's not much history to my business because it was just established earlier this year. I was a solo practitioner doula between September of 2012 and then just February of 2015. So we are new and we are eager and happy and pleased to be a small business in DeKalb.
We had a conversation on our first show today talking with some business owners who had been working for other companies and decided to go into business on their own and start their own company. They talked about how it's a leap of faith and how it can be scary. What were the emotions for you as you tried to start up your own business?
Oh, so many emotions. Very, very excited and very pleased that I was able to offer a service in a unique way that nobody else is doing in DeKalb or even really in the entire Metro Atlanta area. But there was a bit of trepidation and there was, you know, even a bit of apprehension on my part regarding, you know, how it would be perceived in the community, specifically the birth community.
Are you well received by, obviously, I think that moms are big advocates of having doulas. Are you well received by the dads? Because I'll, at risk of offending the room, I'll tell you, as a dad, it is terrifying to go into that delivery room and be one of only two or three people in there having to actually, I mean, we had to help. We had to hold the leg and all that kind of stuff. And it's terrifying. So when you're there, when the dad is maybe able to take a secondary role and stay up at the top with mom and everything, is that well received?
Dads, we are finding that dads and wives, because we have all a whole array of type of client, you know, partners are finding that they are loving doulas, because what we do is we allow you to be the rock star. We allow you to be the person who is the go-to for the birthing client, and we are more support staff for both of you. So we make sure that both parents are getting the emotional and even physical support that they need. You know, if I were your doula, I'm going to make sure that you're eating just as much, you know, I'm going to make sure that you're okay, that if you look nervous, that I'm going to put my hand on your shoulder and say, hey, it's going to be okay. Everything looks great. We're all doing this together. It's going to be great.
Part doctor, part psychiatrist, part friend, I guess?
Well, definitely not anything medical. We don't do anything medical at all. We
so
leave
you're
that.
Not actually delivering the babies?
Absolutely not. Thank you so much for asking that.
Sure.
Doulas do not deliver babies, not good ones at least. we don't do anything medical. There's nothing going on involving any, you know, fetal heart tones or mom's blood pressure, none of that. We're just offering objective and unbiased support, whether that be educational, emotional, or physical.
So what's the difference between a doula and a midwife? Midwife is something that we hear about. Doula is, I guess, kind of a newer word in our vocabulary.
Yeah, we're kind of newer on the scene as a profession. So midwives are the people who are catching the babies. They're the ones who are doing the prenatal care with families, and they are they're the ones who are actually doing all of the medical stuff. Doulas are supporting the team that families have assembled for themselves. So whether that includes a midwife or an obstetrician, you know, we're there to just support whatever decisions are made by that team and just to offer a little bit of cheerleading, a little bit of, you know, just love.
Are your services just day of? Are you working with them in the weeks and months leading up?
Yes. So our agency offers childbirth education prenatally, and we do that via baby steps. And we love the baby steps curriculum because it's not a method. It's really just objective information that is evidence-based that we can give to families that they can use to make their decisions that are best for their baby, their family, their birth.
That's pretty cool. Tell me about after the birth, the recovery process and the weeks and months afterward. Are you still playing a role with them or is it just delivery?
Absolutely. Something that is unique to the way that we operate is that every family that delivers with us, we do complimentary 4 hours of postpartum doula care, and that's with a trained professional postpartum doula. We also do postpartum care long term, and that can look like, you know, some people like, you know, between 5 and 7 days of live-in care, mm-hmm. 24 hours a day of just somebody there to help you with routine newborn care, feeding, you know, getting food in yourself, getting some sleep. You know, the week after you have your baby doesn't have to be in the trenches.
Well, and so the part of the trouble is the person that's typically volunteering to do that is your mother-in-law. That doesn't always work out the best for a lot of people, so I can understand how that would be kind of a relief.
Exactly. I keep stressing unbiased care. Mm. If you want to, for instance, bottle feed, and that's something that your family's not supportive of, we don't have any judgment about that. We don't have anything to say other than objective and evidence-based information and guidelines that we can give you.
Before we wrap up and move on, placentas. Why are we talking about placentas?
We are talking about placentas because In Town Doula is an agency that does placenta encapsulation. And I'm so excited. We just did a new training. It's brand new. Placenta prep from Pro Doula. We had Deb Pasika come. She is an amazing authority in the area of placenta encapsulation and placenta preparation. Families and moms are choosing to encapsulate their placentas, which is consists of steaming, dehydrating, and putting into capsules their placenta to ingest. And they take it. It is, you know, people are finding that they like it for milk production. If you're going to choose to breastfeed, they're liking it for postpartum mood, elevation, energy, all of that kind of stuff.
Is this a brand new thing? I've never heard of this before. Is this like some centuries, ages old thing that's been happening, or is this just brand new science?
Yeah, well, a little bit of both. So the, you know, mammals have been eating placentas forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And yes, it may be up for debate about why, but beginning in like the 1800s through traditional Chinese medicine, people have been consuming their placenta for basically balance.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. In Town Doula, I'll have to look into that a little bit more.
Please do.
What is the price on doing something like that?
So for us, it's $275, and we come.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, we come to your home, and make sure that you understand all about the process. If you wanted to come watch, you could watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, Margaret Mason Tate McIntyre, the owner of In Town Doula. Follow her on Twitter at In Town Doula. You're also on LinkedIn. You're on Instagram. You're all over the place in social media.
All the things. We love them.
There you go. All right. Well, let's move on. Monica Selden. She's the president and CEO of Selden Enterprises. Tell us about some of the types of companies that you're doing business with.
Our target market is working with the small, mid-sized businesses. Those individuals that have been in business for at least 2 years have a annual business revenue of $150,000. And we even work with companies and individuals with low credit scores, some as low as 550.
So what's the first thing that a business owner needs if they want to get involved with your company?
The first thing a current business owner needs? Mm-hmm. And because I work with clients that are in need of financing or a loan for the current business, there's not a lot that is needed. However, it is suggested that each business owner have an accountant, and with that accountant have accurate tax information, business and personal, and everything has to be up to date and current in addition to your current profit and loss statement. Those are some of the key documents that banks and alternative lenders look to even assess if you're even available or loan worthy for the most part.
What is your background? How did you get to this point into this business?
My background is finance and banking, specifically within the oil and gas industry. So we have commercial financing and oil and gas financing. However, I partnered up with individuals that have relationships within the commercial lending aspect. So we also do commercial real estate financing as well.
So this is cool. This is a third person on our panel here who goes into business for herself. Talk a little bit about that decision.
The decision was a little scary. It's always scary to go off on your own, especially when you have been working for someone else and you have a steady paycheck coming in. However, I have a passion for helping people, and I just enjoy working for myself for the most part. And it's quite rewarding to help people achieve their dreams in regards to securing financing for the businesses.
You're listening to DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. Matt Holmes talking with Monica Selden, the president and CEO of Selden Enterprises. You mentioned a moment ago doing business with companies that maybe have low credit scores. How important is the credit score to you?
Credit score is very important. Depending on the lender, it has some type of weight. But the lenders that I typically work with are alternative funders, and they kind of listen to the story because everyone has a certain story of what happened with the credit history. You know, someone had a death in a family, or someone's car was stolen, and all these minor things can disrupt a credit report in history. So when you look at a score, it is important, yes, but people tend to look at the background as well.
From a bank and a business perspective, are there differences in the loan process if you're a new company versus a company that's been around 10 years?
If you're a new company, it's going to be a little more difficult at obtaining a loan because you're new. So we have SBA loans that focus on startup businesses. But for those companies that have already been in business, again, they're looking for the typical documents, their tax returns, the profit and loss statement, even your personal tax returns as well. They also want to make sure that you are paying your bills on time, hence the credit as well. Make sure you're credit worthy as well, because banks do not want to lend to people if you can't pay your own bills on time. What makes you think they're going to pay the banks as well?
Is it okay for a business owner to go and apply for multiple loans with multiple outlets, or does that hurt your credit score?
It would hurt your credit. It does adversely negatively affect your credit score. So you have individuals as myself that have access to lenders that will have a soft pull on your credit report instead of a hard pull to make sure that you're like, it's like a pre-approval. So, and that helps.
And so we've started our own business here at DeKalb Business Radio. We're about 3 weeks old. We've got very little business experience, very little assets that we bring to the table. Talk about working with some of those businesses and how they can come from their infancy and be successful.
I would suggest if you need financing before you reached your first year mark, to wait at least 6 months, because you can have at least 6 months of cash flow statements. There are programs out there that provide short-term working capital for individuals from the startup phases up to 6 months, and just to keep your credit score fine.
How about a business line of credit? Is that something that you recommend?
I highly recommend it, because things happen. If you're a restaurant, if you want a restaurant, refrigerator automatically fails. I don't know too many people that may have $15,000 extra to purchase a refrigerator. So these lines of credit are, you know, for emergencies, because you just never know. So I think it's very important, and also allows your business to establish credit as well.
I think a lot of us can understand the you know, credit type thing, but you talk about the oil and the gas industry. That's something that I think a lot of people don't have a lot of experience with. Talk about doing business there. How's it different?
It's actually not that different in regards to the documentation that is needed. You would still need your financials. You still need your tax returns. You still need an executive summary, your sources and uses. Everything is essential in regards to getting a loan for a bank. Just maybe oil and gas, maybe a little bit more in depth in regards to the executive summary, more information in regards to the project itself. But it's essentially the same.
Now, you've been around, you said, almost a year. You're about to celebrate that anniversary. Mm-hmm. How do you get your name out there? How do you get out there what it is that you do to companies? How do you make those contacts?
Relationships. Also, a lot of networking. And a lot of the business that I have received thus far has been through referrals. I also have the social media outlets, email blasts as well. So we are out there. We are networking. We are going to conferences and trade shows, because we're also based here in Atlanta, but with the oil and gas portion, we have networking events and conferences in Houston and, Texas and Louisiana as well. So we're extending ourselves.
A year in, working for yourself, owning your own business, I would imagine it's difficult. Is it everything you thought it would be?
Yes, and then some.
Well, let's bring it back to the whole table. You're listening to DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio. I'm Matt Holmes. As business owners, all three of you ladies, what are some of the challenges, maybe the biggest challenge that you faced? Callan, we'll start with you.
I would say the biggest challenge, because I was in the corporate world initially, and having to get employees, finding individuals that share your dream and are able to help you vocalize that and support you, that's the biggest challenge for me. It's just finding individuals that have that drive just as strong as your drive.
Margaret, is it hard to find good help? Is that one of your challenges?
No, I handpick my doulas, and I absolutely love them. They are incredible. But I do think that one of the major challenges for me was coming from a what people term a heart-centered business, coming from that angle, giving myself permission to own a business and for it to become a company was a really big deal. And once I kind of broke through that barrier, things just blossomed.
Monica, how about you? Some of the challenges you faced?
Marketing. Just really kind of getting myself out there. And it takes a lot of dedication, a lot of discipline to force yourself to go out and introduce yourself, introduce the company. And yeah, that's where my biggest issue has been. And I have extended my services to other referral partners, and just getting that right referral partner that understands the business and get the training, that's been a little bit of a challenge. But
now, a little background. Monica Callen, we met at a DeKalb Chamber of Commerce Young Professionals event. So the networking that you talked about, Monica, you guys can set up your businesses anywhere. Margaret, I know that you do business at hospitals all over the Atlanta area. You can do business anywhere. You can set up your business anywhere. What is it about DeKalb County?
I love DeKalb County. I actually live here. My child goes to school here. I love the community. I love it's a diverse area to live in. I just love the feel of the people here.
How about you, Monica?
I'm actually moved down here from New York City. So DeKalb County has been very, and I've been very impressed with the amount of the quality of people that have come into the chamber, the staff members, the number of opportunities that businesses can do within the chamber. It's been a really, really good experience. And having networking and met a lot of other chambers out there. Mm-hmm. And there are lots. It's just finding that right fit for you and your business. And I feel like the DeKalb Chamber of Commerce is one of the best ones for me.
As the three of you go forward with your businesses, is there a growth plan? What kind of timetable are you working with? Margaret, we'll start with you.
Oh, yes. There's very much a growth plan. We are looking to expand to other cities. We have a lot of goals that we are meeting kind of too quickly.
When you say we, you mean me. I mean, this is your baby.
Wow. Well, I do. My husband is also an owner. He is a little bit more behind the scenes because I really like to talk to people. I like to be on the radio. I like to, mm-hmm. you know, speak with clients and to work with our personnel. So, you know, it is a we, but you could say me too.
Yeah. So the big plan is expansion to other cities. How quickly does that happen?
Ooh, quicker than we had anticipated. I'll say that.
That's awesome. Any cities you want to mention?
Greenville, South Carolina. Raise up.
Okay. Monica, how about you? Expanding your business?
Expanding, yes. Again, we are continuously making a mark in Texas and Louisiana. So we have more connections in New Orleans and in Houston. And here in Atlanta, we are just making ourselves a little bit more known outside of the DeKalb area.
How many employees do you have? How big is the company?
I have about six referral partners. So it's okay. About seven of us total.
Very cool. Callen, how do you grow your business? What's your plan moving ahead?
We're definitely in the phases of growing right now. We're right now located in Dunwoody area. We do want to get other locations as the carrier expands to other states. We plan on going to Florida, from Florida actually. So I can't wait to get out there and service my friends, families from the past. But also we have agents that are out there marketing all over Georgia as well. So we plan on getting other locations within Georgia and other states.
Well, ladies, what a great discussion. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being here. Callen Bornelis, the principal agent and owner of Bornelis Insurance Agency in Dunwoody, a division of Farmers. Find her online, farmersagent.com/kbornelis. Monica Selden, the president and CEO of Selden Enterprises. You follow her on Twitter, @SeldenENTINC. Like them on Facebook, facebook.com/SeldenEnterprisesInc. Margaret Mason Tate McIntyre, the owner of Intel and Doula. You follow her on Twitter @IntelandDoula. She's also on LinkedIn, Instagram. If there's a social media platform out there, you're on it.
We're on Vine. We're on Pinterest. We're on Instagram. We're on all that.
Oh, my goodness. Some things I haven't even heard of. Anyway, that'll do it for this show. We'll be back next Friday at 10 a.m. With another panel of esteemed guests from in and around DeKalb County. Until then, for executive producer Jason Becknell, I'm Matt Holmes. This has been DeKalb Business Today on DeKalb Business Radio.